There's a Gemara in the first Perek in Kiddushin on Davov and Beis, where the Gemara tells a din that a man is Mekadosh and Isha B'Kesef. So in a certain surah of a Halvoya, the Gemara says it's Osir Midirabbanan because of Haramas Ribis, but the Kiddushin Achal. So the Gemara asks, what's the case? It's unclear in the Brisa. So the Gemara says, if the case is that he lends money B'Ribis Kitzutza, so why is that? The Gemara says, why is that Haramas Ribis? That's ribis kitzutza mamish. So what exactly is the kavana of the kasha? So the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer points out that there were two pshatim in the Rishonim how to learn the kasha. So some Rishonim learned the kasha. It's just a kasha on the loshon. How can the brisa say that it's only also because of haromas ribis? It's worse than that. It's ribis mamish. But there's no kasha on the din. The din is at the kiddushin achal. And other Rishonim learned, no, if it's ribis kitzutza deraisa, the din is not correct. Let's say a ganef stole $100 and is mekadosh and isha with $100. It's a davar she'en shelo, so he can't. He's not a bialim to be maknet to the kala. He stole a ring from someone else and he gives the ring to the kala. So if there's yish v'shinu v'shus, okay, then there's what to discuss. But if there's no yish, just shinu v'shus, so the kedushin and kitcha begezel, the kedushin on natchal. So the other rishonim learned the kasha was if it's ribis kitzutz deraisa, so the kedushin on natchal. So that's a machlokes harishonim. When a person collects, I lent $100 and I charge $10, 10%. So at the end of the year, the loiva gives me back a $100 bill, then he gives me a $10 bill. This is the ribis. Then I take the $10 bill, I'm the kaddish and isha. Do you say the $10 bill doesn't belong to me? Since I'm not allowed to collect it, it's not mine. Or do you say, no, the kedushin is chal, but you did an aver. So the Ritva and that Gemara brings a raya from our Gemara. On the top of Kushud Beis, the Gemara says that this mitzvah, there's a lab al tikach niyita neshach misarbis, v'chei achichi imoch. The Gemara says, v'chei, there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Loza, machlekes Amaroim in the beginning of Ezel Neshach, where the ribbis kitzutza yotze b'dayonim, is there a mitzvah to give back the ribbis? So the Gemara says, we paskin like Rabbi Loza over there, usually paskin like Rabbi Yechanan against Rabbi Loza. Then we pass like Rabbi Loza, the ribis kitzutza is a mitzvah to give it back. So the Gemara says by us that that din, the mitzvah to give it back, if the malva who collected the $110 dies, his children don't have a chiyuv to give back the $10. The chiyuv to give back is only lididei azar achmana. So the ritvo and kiddushin and above and abeis brings a rai from our Gemara that you see that the ribis kitzutza is nikna to me, it's just like I did in Avera. But it is, if it's not nikna, why did the Yorshim not have to give it back? So the fact that Gemara says only the didei azar achmana lebrei lo azar achmana is a rai brura that if you mekadosh an isha with ribis, the kedushin is chal. So Rav Soloveitchik, when we learned that Gemara and kedushin, Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim thought that that was a rai shein alei atshuva. He thought that that's an eisen a rai. He can't dings up with that. The Rambam has a sefer on mitzvahs and he lists off what, in his opinion, are the tayag mitzvahs of Torah. And every so often the Ramban deletes a mitzvah here, a mitzvah there. So then he has at the end of the mitzvah essay, then at the end of the mitzvah slice essay, he deletes around 16, 17 mitzvahs. He has to replace them with a different 16, 17 mitzvahs. Otherwise you're not going to have the Ramach mitzvah essay and the Shasan mitzvah slice essay. So one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban added on to the listing of the Rambam is Hachzoras HaRibis. That if a person collected the rib, the malva collected the ribs, a mitzvah gave it back, that's the pasuk v'chei achich imach. So how come the Rambam Taka didn't count that mitzvah? We paskin ribis kitzutza yotze b'dayan, mitzvah to give it back. So the Megillas Esther committed himself to defend the Rambam all the time. The Rambam is always right. Like on the bottom of the Rambam, the Migdalois always defends the Rambam from all the Rabbis' kashas. The Rabbis said the Rambam is against an often Gemara. Usually the Rabbis ask the Rambam is against an often Gemara. Migdalois always says no, the Rambam is always right. Sure. So the Megillas Esther also like that. He always defends the Rambam. So the Megillas Esther writes over here, the Rambam already counted the mitzvah of the Heshev Hagzela. So over here it's the same, it's a repeat, it's a kefil mitzvah of Heshev Hagzela. What's the difference whether he stole it or he collected the ribbis? So the Avnei Nezer writes that that defense that the Megillas Esther writes, that the Rambam doesn't have to count the Hachzoras HaRibis because it's included in the Heshev Hagzela, is not muskam. According to this ritva, it's not true, because when you collect the ribis, you are kaina. It's not a gzeila, it's just it's a mitzvah to give it back. The Gemara speaks a little bit about the din of Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Baldin. It's a pasuk in Chumash, V'hu ad bivolov, Yavah Baal HaShor V'yamed al Shora. So nonetheless, the Gemara Kuf Yud Beis on the base says, if you have a big shas hadchak, the Eidim HaCholim, and you're going to wait till the Baldin comes to Bezin, the Eidim are going to die. Or the Eidim are rushing, they're leaving to Medina Sayyam. So they're going to leave at the end of the week. And the Baldin doesn't want to come to Bezin. So if you have a big shas hadchak, we allow you to be Mekabaladis, Shaloi Bifnei Baldin. So the Rashba is bothered with a murderous kasha that the shas hadchak, there's room to be Mekel. If you're talking about a din de Rabbanon, so then b'shas hadchak, you can be Mekel. But if you're talking about a real din de Raisa, how can you say that there's room to be Mekel b'shas hadchak? There's a Tesis in Avodah Zarah that's quoted Lahalocha and Yeridaya, that we paskin, there's a machlokes satanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, at the end of Avodah Zarah, and Dav Samach Zayin, what's the din of Nesen Tam Lev Gam? What's the din of a cliche in a binyam? So we paskin, Nesen Tam Lev Gam doesn't dasa. So Mikra Adin, you don't even have to kash of a cliche in a binyam, it's only a gzera derabon, a gzera in a binyam, or a binyam. That's the last daf in Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara in Samach Zayin has this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon about that. So, mid the rabbanon, you have to kasha the klisha in a binyam. What if you by mistake you cooked in a klisha in a binyam? So it doesn't make treif. Most of the time, it won't make treif because nes in tam lev gam. So the Tosfos has a situation. The Jews were always in a business that they're going to make money. Jews are not interested in not making money. So apparently, bakers don't make one who bakes bread doesn't make too much money. Bakers are not so rich. So the Jews were never in the baking industry. So when they used to bake, the Rashba has in the Tshuva that's quoted in the Hilchos Pesach, they used to knead the dough for the matzahs in the Beis HaShol HaRamban. Then they would walk outside in the street and carry the baking tin to the Goy's bakery. They had to rent the permission to use the bakery from the Goy. So they baked by the Goy. So a lot of times the Goy would rent you his baking tin. In the baking tin, he used lard. He would use chaza mamish to bake a tray for bread on the baking tin. And he wouldn't let the Jew kasha the baking tin. So what are you going to do? Today, nobody ever eats bread. Even on Shabbos Yantar, we hardly eat any bread. But years ago, until very recently, al alechem yech yehoadam, the pasuk says, lo al alechem labada yech yehoadam, but the Rishonim paraphrase it, they say, al alechem yech yehoadam. People would have eight slices of bread in a meal, and a little bit of fish and a little bit of chicken. Now nobody eats any bread. You just eat a big piece of fish and a big piece of chicken, a lot of vegetable, everything. So the Tosfos has this din that since it's a big shas hatrak, al alechem yechi ha'adam, so since b'di'eved, if you would bake the bread, the kosher bread on the baking tin, that's treif ein binyama, wouldn't make a treif. So b'shas hatrak, we allow you to do l'chatchila, what usually is only muta b'di'evet. That's what Tosfos coined the expression. Shas hatrak y'di'evet dam. Shas hatrak, we allow l'chatchila, what usually is only muta b'di'evet. It's really based on a Gemara. There's a din of shamei ko'ina. The Gemara in Brachos daf from Hayam and Beis has this. There is a din of shamei ko'ina. If I say kiddush, I say havdalah. So you can be yotze with the bracha. So the Gemara, the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran on the Rif quotes the Yerushalmi that there are three cases where we don't allow Shema Koine. One is Kriya Shema, one is Shemana Esrei, and one is when you're eating food. So the bracha before and after, we don't allow Shema Koine. And the Yerushalmi says the reason why, because Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samacha Shemaim, so Derech Eretz dictates you should say on your own. You shouldn't rely on someone else and just be Yotze with Shema Koine. And Shemana Esrei, if you have a Tzorach, you need a Shidduch, you need a Parnasseh, you need a refuah, so ask directly. It's not right you should rely on someone else to say. You should ask for yourself. And then the third exception to the rule is eating food. Why don't you ask him to eat the sandwich for you? You want to eat the sandwich yourself, so you should say the bracha yourself. So you don't say Shema Koina, not on the bracha before eating the food, not on the bracha after eating the food. We have an institution on Leil Shabbos and Yontif. Somebody says, how much everybody's yotze? So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur. He explained. It says in the Rishonim, it's not based on Shemei Koine. It's kach tikna chachamim. If you have a whole chabur of people eating, so the whole chabur is only mechuyev to say one hamoitzi. And if you have a whole chabur of people who ate, so bizmara gemara until a few centuries ago, The practice would be that only the Mezamin said the Birchas HaMazon. The others didn't say the benching at all. But that's not the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That's not based on Shemei Kaina. We don't allow Shemei Kaina by benching. The word is that if a whole Chabura of people ate bread together, the whole Chabura is only Mechuyev to offer one Birchas HaMazon. But it's not based on Shemei Kaina. There are nafkaminas ledina. So the Gemara says, Shnaim she'ochlu, mitzvah lecholik. Shlosh she'ochlu, and one says the benching and the other two just say amen. But if you have shnaim shachlu, so the Gemara has on the first daf and shlosh shachlu, the Gemara has a machlekes, is it a rishus to bench mezumen or not at all? So we pass the maskana that it's not a rishus, there's no zimun at all, so it's mitzvah licholik. But b'medvar mamurim, the Brisa says, that's if both of them are sofrim, both of them know how to read Hebrew, they can, each one can bench on his own. What if one is a sofer, one is a boor? So he doesn't know how to bench. He doesn't know how to read Hebrew, he doesn't know how to bench. Then the Gemara says, sofer mevarach u'boor yetzeh b'b'chosah. Then you do allow Shemei Koinim. Aye, but Yerushalmi said you don't say Shemei Koinim by the benching, so what does it help if it's a shas ha'tchak? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bir Agroah that this Yerushalmi that said that there were three exceptions to the rule that you don't allow Shemei Koinim by Kriya Shema and by Shemona Esrei, and by eating food, you don't say Shemei Koinim, that's only Midirabbanim. Minator, you always say Shemei Koinim. So if you have a big Shas HaTchak, then we revert back to the Din Derais. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes that from the Bir Agroah on Ur HaChaim. So there, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Machlokes. What if you have, let's say, a situation where a few people ate, but they're not mitzvah from the Zimun? And Shulchan Aruch gives an example. Each one is riding on his own horse. You can't say the Shlosh Shachlu Kachas. He's going in this direction, he's going in this direction. Not that they're sitting together and eating bikvias. You have to sit together at the same table and eat bikvias. That's called Shlosh Shachlu Kachas. Each one's riding on a horse, and then it comes time to bench, and it says they can't bench mezumen. There's no mezumen over there. So what happens? So you're not supposed to, and each one knows how to bench, so each one's supposed to bench on his own. What if they won't follow the din? They don't know. And one person says the benching and the others just said amen. So would you say that b'di'ebed also you're not yotze? Men ha'Torah you are yotze. Men ha'Torah you do say Shemei Koinim. Would you say that even b'di'ebed you're not yotze? So that's 2 days in the Mechaba. Whether b'di'ebed you yotze when there's no zimun. The same thing, let's say, a lot of times you have kiddush in the shul on Shabbos morning and everybody had a lot of cake and most of the people don't know how to say Alam Ichya by heart, and they're not going to get a sitter either. So they always make an announcement. Everybody should pay attention. One person is going to say Alam Ichya out loud, and everybody should be Yotze. So the Taz writes, but there's no Zimun. There's only Zimun on bread. There's no Zimun on cake. So if there's no Zimun, so we don't allow Shemei Koinim by the Bracha Achreina. So the Taz says, we consider that a Shas HaTchak, because we're afraid that people are going to walk away. They're not going to say Bracha Achreina at all. So b'shas chatak, the Gemara says, if you have a soif or a boor, then you revert back to the din deraisa. What if it's, let's say, a lot of people in yeshiva? A lot of people know how to say the ro'an alamichya. They can say the ro'an alamichya, and they didn't. One person says alamichya, and everybody else thought that they just be yotze with shemei koina. So do you say that even b'di'evid you're not yotze? You say b'shas chatak we allow lechatchila. So is that called shas chatak k'di'evid domi? Shas HaTchak, we allow lechatchila, which usually is only muta b'di'evet. So b'di'evet, you always revert back to the din deraisa that you say Shemei Koinim by Bracha Achreina. So b'shas HaTchak, we allow lechatchila, or should I say no, only b'shas HaTchak. If it's not a Shas HaTchak, even b'di'evet, we wouldn't be mekel. When machma more b'di'evet, then you are by Shas HaTchak. So that's 2 days in the Mechaber. Here also, the Gemara said b'shas HaTchak, we allow Kabbalah Seydis Shalai b'fnei Baldin. What if there was no Shas HaTchak and the Bezdin was Mekabbalah Shalai b'fnei Baldin? So I'm pretty sure it says the Chosh Mishpat that it's no good even b'di'evet. I think here there are no 2 days. Here it just says no good even b'di'evet. That b'shas HaTchak we make on more l'chatchila than we are Shalai b'shas HaTchak b'di'evet. Usually the klal is like Tosfos said by the cliche in Ben Yomer, that Shas HaTchak k'di'evet dami. And sometimes we say that even b'di'evet it's no good shaloi b'shas HaTchak, but b'shas HaTchak it would be good l'chatchila. So getting back again, the Rashbo asks, how can it be that b'shas HaTchak in Mekel it's a posik and chumash, every old din deraisa? Tosfos in Gittin, Adav Gimel Amud Beis, has a cloud that Lachatchilim B'Diyebed is only Shaykh and Dinim D'Rabbanan. Whenever there's a din, Lachatchilim, the get should have been written like this, but B'Diyebed, the get is good like that also. It's a dead giveaway that it's only a din D'Rabbanan. If it would be a din D'Raisa, wouldn't be Shaykh to distinguish between Lachatchilim B'Diyebed. That Tosfos in Gittin is a little incomplete. They have in the Chiddush Rab Chaim Pi Hashmua, Rab Chaim used to say over this Tosfos. But it's incomplete. You have to know the Tosfos in the end of Nidon, Samach Vavam and Beis. But Tosfos says, you do have Lachatchilim B'Diyevin and Dinim D'Raisa if it's a mitzvah. Tosfos says, there's a mitzvah B'Shleimusa to do Chalitza. Tosfos says, it's not just a matir, it's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Chalitza B'Shleimusa is you do Chalitza and Rikike and Kriyas HaPsukim. But B'Diyevin, if you didn't do the Kriyas HaPsukim, you didn't do the Rikike, so B'Diyevin, you yotze the mitzvah like that also. You have a korban chatos, and the chatchil is supposed to do four zrikas on the four corners of mizbech. And b'diavad, do we pass them like b'shilul? B'diavad, if he did one zrika, so the korban is kosher b'diavad. So there's a concept of a mitzvah b'shleimusa and a mitzvah shalav b'shleimusa. Sometimes if you do too much, let's say you have a pair of tefillin, you're missing parshas kadesh. So that's too much shalav b'shleimusa. So then you're not yotze. And sometimes if you do the mitzvah shalav b'shleimusa, you yotze the mitzvah in an incomplete fashion. You get partial credit. You get olam haba, you get livyasin, but you get less livyasin than you would have gotten if you would have done the mitzvah b'shleimusa. So in the area of mitzvah's essay, there is lachatchilim b'diyevin on the level of the rest. But Tosfos in Gittin is talking about a get, talking about tefillah and a mikveh, talking about a matir, talking about a matir, so it doesn't make sense. Here we're not talking about a mitzvah to be mekabalatis. A mitzvah to be mekabalatis b'fnei. It's not a mitzvah, it's a din. You can't be mekabalatis lo b'fnei b'adin. It's a din, it's a locha. So how can you say that b'shas hatchak, you can't be mekabalatis against the pasuk of chumash? That's the Rajbo's kasha. How's there room to be made? So the Rajbo comes up with a chidush nifla. He says that the mikra din deraisa, the need for kabalatis b'fnei b'adin is only by din of nefoshes. And by Dinim Amidus, it's only with the Rabbanon. So once you knock it down to be a Din the Rabbanon, so there's room to say that B'Shas Chatak, you can be Mekel. The Chacham whenever Machmer, if it's a big Shas Chatak. But the Pashtus is not like the Rajbo. The Pashtus is that it's a Din deraisa. The Pasuk, Guad Bevolov, is not talking about Din in the Foshes. It's talking about you make the Shor and the Shor Amud. So that's Dinim Amidus. That's not Din in the Foshes. Why should you say like that? So the Osameach has a beautiful explanation over here. So he points out the top line on Kuf Yud Beis on the base says that you cannot be mekabalatis lifnei baldin if the baldin is a cotton. The cotton is a muchzak on mamon, and I want the cotton to pay me. His father owed me $1 million, and the father died, and I want to collect now, so I want to bring the eidim. So the Gemara says he can't be mekabalatis shleib b'fnei baldin. So why is it shleib b'fnei baldin? The kid is here. He's 12 years old. He understands what's happening. So the Gemara assumes since the cotton is a la bardas, that's considered shleib b'fnei baldin. Why? So the Osamech explains. There is a din, you can't be mekabalatis without risha v'chakira. But the rashta v'chakarta v'shalta heitev. So if you got to be mekabalatis shleib b'fnei baldin, the Edom can tell a whole Baba Maisa, they can make up a whole story, and the one against whom they're testifying is not there. So there's nobody there to check them. But if he's going to give Kabbalah Seder B'fnei Baldin, so the guy's going to tell the story that I borrowed $1 million. I said, oh yeah? I borrowed $1 million. What kind of money? Where was it? When did it happen? I don't know what questions it. The Bezin does know what questions it is. They weren't there. They don't know my style. I'll know what questions to ask. I'll tell the Bezin already. Ask him this question, ask him that question. So the din of Kabbalah Seder B'fnei Baldin is to enhance the drisha v'chakira. So min haTorah, the Mishnah says, echad din imamis v'echad din nefashis b'drisha v'chakira, but mid the Rabbanon there are mevatla need for drisha v'chakira. So once there are mevatla need for drisha v'chakira, so you no longer need Kabbalah Seder B'fnei Baldin. So, but mid the Rabbanon they reinstituted it. That's how the Arsamech says. And the Rambam and Hilchas Eidus. But the Rabbanon, they reinstituted it. So bottom line, Bizman Azeh, Kabbalah Seder by Mominus, only needs B'fnei Baldin with the Rabbanon. On the level of their Isa that you need Prisha V'chakira, so how do you need Kabbalah Seder B'fnei Baldin and Dinim Mominus? Once they're Mevatel the need for the Prisha V'chakira, so Mele, the need for Kabbalah Seder B'fnei Baldin should have fallen away. So the Aras HaMeach also adds over there another knetch. The Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim, also on Kuf Yud Beis, on the base, whether you can do kiyum hashtar shelo bifnei baldin. So we paskin that it's okay. So Tosis says, Manishtana, why is kiyum hashtar different? So Tosis says, because kiyum hashtar is only with the Rabbanon, so you have a lot of kulas. The Mishnah has at the end of the second parak in Ksubis, Elin Amon Blahoid, but the godlam mashiro be kotnan. Let's say there's a kotn shehigdil. The kid is now bar mitzvah, and he comes to the bez and he gives our God to say this. I remember 10 years ago, when I was before bar mitzvah X Y Z. He remembers the whole story. So min haTorah kotn shehigdil has no namanus to say what happened when he was a kotn, but the Mishnah gives a few examples. Tchumen is only the rabbanon. Tchumen bezman is only the rabbanon. So the kotn shehigdil is neman to say. What he remembers that Pliny was a kohen and his father used to take him out of cheder to take him to the mikveh that he should have harav shemesh, and the Mishnah gives the third example. One is trumin and one is trumah bismanazel. The third one is kiyum hashtar. So the kid says, "I remember the malamed in school used to grade my bechinas, and I remember the rebbe's handwriting. And there's a shtar here." He says, "That's my rebbe's handwriting. I recognize it." But he recognizes it from a zikoron from 10 years ago, before he was a bar mitzvah. So Kotn Shehigdil is only Neman on Dinim Derabbanan. The Mishnah gives three examples, but in Shulchan Aruch we assume it applies to all Dinim Derabbanan. Kotn Shehigdil is good. So you have a list of other coolers also, because Kim Shtaris is Lav Daraisa. So this is one of the coolers that you can mekayim the Shtar Shalai Bifnei Badin. So in Chosh Mishpat, the Shach quotes a machlokes HaGa'onim, from the days of the Ga'onim, before the days of Rashi and Tosfos. What if you have a Shtar Biksav Yodai? When Rav Soloveitchik started learning Gemara Gittin, so he asked the first question, who can give me a definition of a shtar? So everybody's looking, I need a definition of a shtar. What do you mean a definition? So he wanted a sharp definition. So he said it's a machlokes harishonim, what's a machlokes agoinim, what's the definition of a shtar? Whether it's edis b'ksav midas hamischayev or rai b'ksav midas hamischayev. What's an afkemina? What if you have a shtar b'ksav yodai? So do you say that's also called the shtar? I say, no, maybe it's only Eidus. Why should you say Eidus? Why should it be Davka Eidus? Because the pasuk in Yirmiyah that says that Yirmiyah Hanavi bought his cousin's field right before the Bavlim were about to capture the whole country. So he got a nevuah. Yes, his cousin is going to come to ask him to buy his field. The field was worthless because the enemy was going to capture the whole Eretz Yisrael, going to conquer all of Eretz, and they're going to send everybody into Golus. So Rabbi Shalom said, I want you to buy the field. So the pasuk there says, he wrote Sefer HaGolui and Sefer HaChosim, V'oid all of Edom, and he had Edom sign on the bottom. So that's what some Rishonim hold, some Goyim, some Rishonim hold, that in order to be considered a Shtar Al-Pidin, it has to be signed by Edom. Some hold even Shtar Be'ed Echad, it's also Machlek as a Rishonim. But the Shtar Be'ed Echad has the same effect, has the same power as Eid Echad Bal Peh, or not. But if you have a Shtar B'Ksav Yodoy, the person himself signed, so that's a Machloikas HaGoinim, whether you need Kiyum HaShtar De'Raisa, or no. If it's a din of Shtar Min HaTorah, then the whole need for Kiyum HaShtar is only with the Rabbanu. If it's not a Shtar Min HaTorah, it's just a din of Haidoz Bal Din, so then if the guy Taina said it's Mizuyev, so it's a good Taina. The whole din that you can only Taina Mizuyev with the Rabbanon, men HaTorah, Eidem Achsim HaLashalah, Nasik, Mishnech, that's only if it has a din of a shtar. So it's 2 days in the Shach. So it's 2 days whether you can do the Kiyum HaShtar Shalai Bifnei Baldin. So the Aras HaMeach suggests maybe you can say not like Tosfos. Maybe this is not one of the many kulos that you have because Kiyum HaShtar is Lav D'Oraisa, that's why you make them. He wants to say a different word. There is a famous Rav Chaim in Hilchos Eidos. Rav Chaim quotes the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says that if they ma tiktu zman be Gittin, mid the Rabban and the Chachamim required, you have to write the date and the get. So Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim, Rabbi Echam Ishlokish. What motivated the Tanoim to make a takana to write zman and the get? So the Nemuki Yosef in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Beis, the beginning of Perkei Echadini Mamanis, is bothered with Akasha. The Mishnah says, Echadin Mamas Vechadin Nefoshes, need Rishim Echakirim in HaTorah. It's only by the Rabbanan that they canceled the need for Rishim Echakirim in Dinim Mamas. Kadesh Allah Telem Dalmas Bifnei Lovim, but in HaTorah you need Rishim Echakirim. So why does the Gemara say that Zman in a get is only midrabbanan? Zman is the drisha v'chakir. You have to say beza makam and beza Zman. So Zman should be needed min haTorah. So why does the Gemara say it's only a takana de rabban? That's the Nimuki Yosef's kash. So the Nimuki Yosef gives the teretz along the lines of that Rasamech that we said before. Nimuki Yosef says, the Mokiyesis says the Minatoire every star needs man. But once the Chachamim cancelled the need for Drisha v'Chakira, and Didi Mamma said they cancelled also the need for Zman in all the stars. But then they reinstituted it by Getisha. The Mar gives the reason why they didn't institute it by Shtar Kiddushin, only by Getisha, and so on. So Abkhaim is not happy with the teretz of the Mokiyesis. He shows that it's not Oizgal. He has a very strong kasha against the Nimuk Yosef. It doesn't fit into all the details of the case. So what's Taka the Teretz? Why is it, it would appear from the simple Pshat Gemara, not like the Nimuk Yosef, that a get min haTorah doesn't need Zman, but every Kabbalah say this, you need Rishon HaKira. So the Or Samech has the same Teretz as Rav Chaim. Over here, this Or Samech that I said before gives the same Teretz as Rav Chaim. The din that you need Rishon v'Chakira is not a din in Hilchos Seydus. It's not that the Haggadah Seydus is incomplete cause man you don't have Rishon v'Chakira. It's a din in Bezdin. That's how Lashon HaPasuk is. But Darashta v'Chakarta v'Sha'alta Heitev. It's a din of Bezdin. Bezdin, whenever you need Kabbalah Seydus b'fnei Bezdin, most of the time you need Kabbalah Seydus b'fnei Bezdin. So whenever you need Kabbalah Seydus b'fnei Bezdin, the Bezdin is instructed not to be Mekabaladus unless they make a Rishon v'Chakira. What if you can have a hechitimtze of edus that doesn't need kabbalah edus because neid doesn't? Then you wouldn't need rishon v'chakira. So he said that's what shtar is. The loshon agdemor amar esh lakish edem achsimim al shtar nasis kemisha nechker edusim ebezin. Well, you write a shtar, you don't have to. The edem don't have to sign the shtar by yom. The Mishnah Gittin talks about nichta balayla v'nechtam balayla. The get was written balayla and the edem signed the balayla. You go to a wedding, they sign the ksuba balayla. How can you give a kabbalah seidus balayla? The answer is, you can have eidus balayla. There's no yeshiva's bezdin balayla. If the kabbalah seidus has to be bifnei bezdin, then there's no, you can't make a kviyas yeshiva's bezdin balayla. But you can have eidus balayla. The only reason why you can't have eidus balayla is because normally eidus needs bifnei bezdin. But whenever they're writing a shtar, and the shtar is possible because the Das HaMitzchayv authorizes the writing a shtar. Chosin says, write a shtar that ayohur ksuben, tasef is ksuben, then adunya. Write everything in the shtar. So this is, every shtar is a chetimtze where you have edus ischal without any need for bezin to be mekabali edus. So since the edus ischal without any bezin, so that's why there's no need for Dirisha Mechakir. And that's the Loshon HaRamam also. That's the Loshon HaPasuk b'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. It's a din on the Bezen. Bezen has to, before Bezen has the right to be mekabaledus, they have to make Drisha Mechakira. That's the Loshon HaRamam also. And the Ramam in Hilchos Seydus quotes the din of Drisha Mechakira. He says it's a mitzvah l'Bezen lidush v'lachker seydim. He doesn't say it's a din in Hilchos Seydus. Edom have to give Drisha Mechakira. Edom don't have to say Zman HaMokam. The Bezen has a din. They shouldn't be mekabaledus unless they did a Drisha Mechakira. So the Asamech says, that's the discussion over here. The Gemara, we paskin la'aloch, it's a machloikis, where the Kabbalah Seydus for the purpose of Kiyam Ashtar can be Shaloi Bifnei Baldin. So he says, the opinion that it can be Shaloi Bifnei, you don't have to say like Tosis because it's only the Rabbanan. You don't have to say it's only with the Rabbanan. He says, Ashtar is an institution of Eidus that doesn't need Drisha v'Chakira. So he thinks that maybe Kiyam Ashtar is to make it into a shtar, to authenticate that it's a valid shtar. So he says, maybe Kiyam Ashtar also shouldn't need Drisha v'Chakira. The whole purpose of the Kiyam Ashtar is to make the shtar into a shtar. So shtar does need Drisha v'Chakira. So that's why the Kiyam Ashtar also shouldn't need Drisha v'Chakira. This is the Arsamech suggestion. Kalpoim, that's a famous Gemara, that the Gemara says that the famous Rashbos Kasha, how can the Gemara says, if it's a big Shas HaTrak, Eidem HaCholem, HaHochem, Memdina Zayam, then the Bezdin's allowed to be Mekabaleidish, Lebifnei Baldin. So the Rashbos says, how can it be? Adin Deraisa, how are you making Bishas HaTrak? It sounds like a Din Derabbanan. It's not a Din Derabbanan. So the Rashba says that it's only min haTorah by nefashos, and by mamonis it's only min derabbanan. And the Arsamech thinks that the simple reading of the Gemara is just not so. So he answers that min haTorah you always did need Kabbalah Seidus b'fnei Baldin by mamonis as a chelik of the Drisha v'chakira. But once they canceled the need for Drisha v'chakira, so the mele, the din of Kabbalah Seidus b'fnei Baldin also fell away. But they reinstituted it midirabbanan. So it was manazet, it's only midirabbanan. So therefore, there's room to be made called b'shas apcha. So this is all based on the top line on kuf yud beis and the base that Kabbalah Seidus b'fnei Baldin means that Baldin is a bardas, and he knows what questions to ask. If the kid is a cotton, the kid is a cotton, and you want to be mighty mama from him. So the Gemara said that's called Kabbalah Seidus shaloi b'fnei Baldin. The Gemara has earlier, the Gemara has another din. Not only is there a din, you have to be mekabaleidus b'fnei baldin, there's a din, ein gor medin shel adam shalei b'fanav. Rashi asks over there, how do you know that din? That the Gemara din has to be, we're mekabaleidus b'fnei baldin. How do you know you have to have Gemara din b'fnei baldin? Let's say we're discussing whether the guy is over or is over, it's chayv misa. So we put him in jail and we're discussing the case. The Bezin comes to the conclusion they want to say that he's chayv misa. How do you know you have to call him back and make the gemar din b'fonah? So Rashi quotes the pasuk from the end of Parshas Masay, I think. Aram de lefnei hay de la mishpot. That's the Rashi and then hay emiral. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanayim whether that din, aram de lefnei hay de la mishpot, ein gom din shalot de mele b'fonah, does that carry over to gemar din b'shor or not? What's the shayla? A shor is a la bardas. Shor is a la bartaina. So Shor doesn't understand. You're going to make a gemar din b'fonah, he's not going to understand what you're talking about. Doesn't understand Hebrew or Yiddish. Some of the Bezin talks Yiddish. So he's not going to understand what you're talking about. So that's a machlokes hatanayim, where the gemar din shel Shor shaloi b'fonah. With respect to Kabbalah Zedus b'fnei Baldin, the Gemara says in Kuf Yud Beis and Beis, it depends that the Baldin has to be a bardas. So the Osamech explained why, because it's an inyan of being mashlim the drisha v'chakira. But over here, it's not a din to be mashlim. Why should it depend on being a bardas? Why should it depend on being a bardas? So in Choshen Mishpot, they have the following situation. Let's say there's a din Torah with local dayanim. And then there's a halachic issue, and the dayanim don't know what the din is. So they send a letter to a greater Talmid HaChachamim, and they ask him, what's the din in this kind of a case? So then, what do you do? So there's a machloik, the shach, and Simon Yud Gimel has a machloik, a sachreinim, could be a machloik, a rishonim. The Bezin HaGadol sends them a letter with a tshuva, a psak la'alocha, and then the Bezin here makes the gemar din b'fnei baledinim. Well, no, we sent the whole shadah to the Bezin HaGadol, said Bezin HaGadol paskins, and they send the letter what the psak is. The din of Ein Gor Medin Shaladam Shalad Bifanab, is it only in Dina Nefashis? Does it even apply in Dina Mamanis? So if it even applies, according to those who hold it even applies in Dina Mamanis, that's a simple reading of the Mechaber there in Simon Yagimel, it even applies in Dina Mamanis. So then the Stamba, the Pshat is like this, that we assume that there's a major difference between a Psak of a Bezin and a Psak in Issa Beheta. Let's say there's a famous comment that they attribute to Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, that whenever there's a din Torah, so the balabas who loses a din Torah, even though he only lost $5, he's going to hate the rabbi forever. He'll never forgive the rabbi for paskening against him. But if he would be a butcher and he would have a shaylov treifas on the animal, and the rabbi would pasken that it's a treifa, and he loses $5,000, the value of the animal, he's not going to be angry at the rabbi. How come he's not angry when the rabbi paskens that it's a treif and he loses $5,000, and he's angry when he loses $5 in a din Torah? So they say in the name of Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz that psychologically there's a difference. I don't feel so bad if I lose $5,000, but I lose it to my baldin, I lose it to my enemy. That's what I'm angry about. I'm angry that the tzadshe keneged won the money. I'm not so angry that I lost $5,000. That's the psychological explanation that they attribute to Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz. So Rav Soloveitchik said over that work, it's printed in all the biographies of Rabbi Yonis and Hemshin, he said, but he thinks al pi halacha there's an explanation also. He said, whenever you have a Bezin paskening, Bezin paskens on this case. If you have a shayla and a treifas, they're not paskening It's not a bezin, it's a moira hara. When you have a shayla on a trefa, you're not paskining on this animal, you're paskining an abstract. If an animal should exist that has such a medical condition, is it a trefa or not? So it comes out that the rabbi didn't really paskin on your behemoth. When you have a shayla in Hilchas Nida, the rabbi is not paskining on your wife, he's paskining an abstract. Whenever there's such a mara, this is a mara tomei. Whenever such a case comes up, the din is like this. So since he didn't paskin on my case, I'm not going to be angry at him. But in a bezdin, when bezdin paskin din imam is a din and fashis, the psaka is on this case, the case is closed. And he said, the hefta, there's no such thing, the case is closed. The Gemara says, if he asked one chacham and he asked, so you shouldn't ask another chacham. So the Rishonim said, because different reasons they give Shum Kvalu Shal Chacham Rishon, or Shabi Anapshe, whatever, they don't say the case is closed. But if you had a Din Torah, let's say you had a Din Torah, you went to the Ktzois. So the Ktzois gave a Psak, the Reuven wins. Then later on they go to the Nesiva, the Nesiva disagrees with the Ktzois on this case. So the Nesiva says, Shimon should win. So you can't have a second Psak, you don't need the reasons of Shabi Anapshe, or whenever a bezin paskins on the case is closed. That's the lashon agmar. Beidina basa beidina loydaiki. Once there's a psaka bezin on the case is closed. Unless you can demonstrate the bezin made a mistake. Okay, so then you get them to reverse the psak. But if it's not a mistake, the tzois holds like this and the sivus holds like that. So the first bezin who paskins, we say the case is closed. So it could well be that some achreinim who hold that the din of ben gomer din shalad and bala b'fanav, that you learn out from that pasuk at amdalef nehedul mishpat, that's a din because a bezin mominus anafashis, the bezin gives a psak on this case, so you have to have, they want the psak to be mitzurf to the bali dinim, so you have to have the psak should be b'fnei bali dinim. If you hold it's only a din and din in the fashis, it doesn't apply to dinim mominus as well. The shach thinks that that's more correct. He thinks that there's a shtickel stira in the Shulchan Aruch between one simon and the other. So the Shach says, you don't really need gemar din b'fnei bal din. You just need the tainus should be b'fnei bal din. He thinks that the moment is you don't need the gemar din b'fnei bal din. It's only in the fashas. So then you can explain perhaps the following, that the gemar din is the tchilas ha'oinish. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that if I murder someone, some chai misa. What a bezin, I never liked that person. I know if I'll murder him, the police will put me in prison. So I wait till bezin makes a gemar din l'misa on him, and then I go and I murder him. I didn't murder him because to be mekayim yad erim tiyabav arishayna. I don't like him. I always wanted to kill him, but I know if I kill him, they'll put me in jail, give me the death penalty. So I wait till I make a gemar din. So the Mishnah says the din, that after bezin makes a gemar din, is considered a gavr ketilah. So the issuing of the psak has an effect on the person. That's the tchilas ha'oinish already. He's already considered a gavrik tila. Then they have to kill him the poyal mamish. And so the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. Maybe it's only considered the tchilas ha'oinish by a bardas who understands. Bezin says, you are chayv misa. So the guy's going to be aggravated. He's going to take it to heart. You tell the behemah, you are chayv misa. The behemah doesn't understand. When you kill the behemah will understand. But when you tell a behemah in any language, behemah doesn't understand what you're talking about. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Can you say that you have to have the gemar din in the nefashos of the behemah? When you make a gemar din on shor shehemis, that's the last line on mem dalet on the base, the gemar quotes Tana Rabbanon, shor shehemis achelan, nigmar dinai, mocher, ikdisha mugdosh, it's mutabano. You have the gemar din, it's also bano. So you see that the gemar din by a shor aniskal also, the gemar din is the tchilas ha'oinish. The behemah is already nesar b'hanoah. Something is chal already at the time of the gemar din on the behemah. So one Tana holds that the gemar din is the tchilas ha'oinish by the behemah and by the adam. So the tchilas ha'oinish, the bezin has to give the psak in the presence of the behemah. The other one says, no, the behemah doesn't understand what you're saying, so that's not considered the bifnei bal din. You won't gain anything by having the behemah there. On Kuf Yud Gimel, the Gemara has the rich, very rich topic of Dina, the Machusa Dina. I remember when we learned this sugya in the Koilo many years ago, so Rabban Lichtenstein recommended we should all go through the first tshuva in the Dvar Avram. He has a long tshuva about Dina, Machusa Dina. So he has a footnote in the first Shubin and Dvaram that's very important. He says, Dina Machusa Dina appears in the Gemara in many different contexts, in each case is different. So he has Lamashal. There is a din that in Kiddushin, the first Mishnah says that Shavu Kesef is Dina Kikesef. You can be Mekadosh and Isha, Bikesef or Bishavu Kesef. So Tosfos and the Rishonim and the first Mishnah in Kiddushin discuss how did the Tanoim know that that's true? Shavu Kesef is not always Dina Kikesef. The Gemara in Pchoiris and Daf Nun Aleph has the Braisa that there are three Dinim. Shavu Kesef is Lav Kikesef. One of them is only the Rabbanah. But one of them for sure is there, I say. You can only be paid in my Sheshani Bikesef. You can't use Shavu Kesef. And the other one, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, he thinks it's also there, I say. When you give Machtas HaShekel, so the Braisa there in Chorva says, Machtas HaShekel, you have to give Kesef, you can't give Shavu Kesef. So Moshe writes that his main chibur that he wrote was a chibur on the Yerushalmi, and when he ran away from the communists, he had to leave it behind. And he felt that was his life's work, the chibur on the Yerushalmi, that was left behind. And he says, in his chibur on the Yerushalmi, he explained that that's a din deraisa, that Shavu Kesef is Lapki Kesef, for the purpose of Machtas HaShekel is also a din deraisa. So how do you determine what's called Kesef and what's called Shavu Kesef? So there's a shach in Hilchas Ribis, where the shach says there are different opinions in the end of Choshen Mishpat, to what extent do you apply the rule of Dina Machus Dina. Here for sure it depends on Dina Machus. You have to have a recognized government, not a bunch of pirates, a recognized government, and they should declare that this is legal tender, that this can be accepted. If I owe you money and I have to pay you, so I can pay you with American dollars. An American can pay with American dollars. I cannot, it's legal tender in America. I cannot give you Israeli money in America. Israeli money is Shavu Kesef. Let's say I have my Sheshani in America and I want to be paid. So I have Israeli coins that I used in Eretz Yisrael for paying my Sheshani. I bring it to America. In America, the Gemara is later in Hagoizel. The Gemara says that the Israeli coins in America are not recognized by the American government, so it's Shavu Kesef in America. What's two girsas in the Gemara, and the Machloikas, the Rambam, and the Ravid, the Halacha is, for many years, Rav Neuwirth, Zechayin Lebrach, one who wrote the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, was a Yeke. So he went to Cheder together with all the Yekes here from Broyas. So he gave Broyas permission. Every year they would advertise in their shul bulletin in Tishrei that Rabbi Neuwirth gives all the members of the shul permission to use his Pruta Chamura for the purpose of Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. So the question is, but the Paris that we, with the Ma'aseh Sheni that we have is in America. The coin is in Eretz Yisrael. It's an Israeli coin in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ravid says, the Ravid has the Girsa. It depends on two Girsas. And the Gemara later, and our guys, Al-Basra. So the Ravid's Girsa says, it depends where the coin is. If the coin is in Beit Vegan, so it's called Kesef. And the Rambam holds, it depends where the person is. It doesn't depend where the coin is. So the Chazanish says that the Rambam is wrong. It doesn't read in the Ravid is right over here, and the Rambam's Girsa is incorrect. And we can paskan like... We can paskin like the Ravid. That's the common practice, that they follow the Ravid over here. So there, the Shach writes, to determine what something is Kesef versus Shavu Kesef, that for sure depends on Dina Machus, has to be recognized as legal tender by the government. The Turekarta, who don't recognize the Israeli government, they say they're a bunch of pirates, so they have to be consistent, so they won't use Israeli coins for Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. Because the Rambam says if you have a bunch of pirates and they're not a legitimate government, so they're matbeis or not matbeis, the whole thing is just a big joke. But we know that Reb Shlaim Zalman Auerbach and Rabbi Yashiv, all the big Tamir Chacham that we look up to, they all used Israeli coins for Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. So obviously they did recognize the Israeli government. A lot of times the Yeshiva Bachim think that it's cutesy to say that the government and Eretz are a bunch of pirates. So you ask him, when you were learning in Israel, did you use Israeli coins for Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni? They're going to say yes. Obviously you hold that it is a government. If they're a bunch of pirates, you can't use the Israeli coins for Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. You need Dafke Kesef. And Kesef means, based on Dina Machus, you have to have a recognized government, and they declare this as legal tender. Then the Gemara has Dina Machus in Menigeh to having the right to collect tax. That's also a big shaila. What is that all about? I'll just begin it a little bit. The Ran and the Dorim when the Gemara has this din in the Dorm, din of Machus, a din about paying tax. So the Rambam quotes from the Balei HaTosfos that the obligation to pay tax only applies in Chutz Loretz, because the King of France owns the French country, and the Queen of England owns all of England, and the Queen of Denmark owns Denmark. So they have a right to charge you rent if you want to live in their country. So the rent that they charge you is income tax. But if you live in Eretz Yisrael, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, Kili kol haaretz, Eretz all belongs to me, and I give permission, I encourage all the Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael. So no one has a right to charge any rent in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Ran quotes in Adar. That's the basis of the right of the government to collect taxes, is b'toras rent, b'toras schiris, because the country belongs to the king. This opinion, a lot of people rely on that. A lot of people also rely on this, that they don't pay taxes. This opinion is not accepted at all. In Shulchan Aruch, different sections of Shulchan Aruch were based on different Lushanis of Rishanim. So this section is straight word for word from the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Mechaber write the Lushan, you have to pay tax, even a Goyish government in Chutz Loretz. The din starts off, a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael has a right to collect tax. And even a Goyish government in Chutz Loretz, you also say din and Mechuz din. So this Ram, B'Shem Balei HaTosfos, has not been accepted. The Bi'ur HaGra there says, so what is it based on? If you don't hold like the Ran B'Shem Balei HaTosfos in the Dorim and Avchav Ches, so what is it based on? So Bi'ur HaGra says, in the second parak in Sanhedrin, there's a Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, regarding Parshas HaMelech, when Bnei Yisrael wanted to appoint a king, so Shmuel was very upset. Shmuel HaNav was very upset. What's wrong with me? You don't like my leadership? And then he gave him a whole drasha. You're going to get yourself a king. You're not going to be happy. He's going to take you to his as Pilakshim. He's going to charge you taxes. He's going to make your sons work in the army. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. So Rabbi Shmuel have a machloikis, but the Kol HaOmer B'Parshas Melech, that parsha in Sefer Shmuel, Kolam pas melech mutabo, these are the legal rights of the king. Kolam pas melech melech asabo, these are the illegal. This is done illegally. So Shmuel is the one that says kolam pas melech melech mutabo. So the Be'er HaGra says it's Shmuel the shitasa. Shmuel is the one that says dina mochus dina. The government has the right to charge taxes. That Shmuel the shitasa, Rab would disagree. That's what the Be'er HaGra writes. There's such a Meiri also. So Shmuel the Shitasa holds based on the Kolam and Parshas Melech. But then you have Dina Machos, a din applies in many other instances also, not always the same kind of a din. So that's it's Kedai to look in the Dvar Avraham. Okay.